Hello, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and an update on your local news. In Saginaw County, a nearly two-year homicide investigation has led to the arrest and the shooting death of a retired Bay City teacher. Authorities say 23-year-old Bryce Rowley of Swartz Creek has been charged with multiple offenses, including open murder in connection with the death of 80-year-old John Strachan. Strachan was a former math teacher at Bay City Western High School. He's fatally shot while driving along I-75 near the Holland Road exit in Buena Vista Township during the early morning hours of May 17th of 2024. Investigators at the time indicated the shooting was not random, but few additional details were released. Rowley had previously faced charges in a separate Saginaw shooting months after Strachan's death, though those charges were later dismissed following a preliminary hearing. In the Strachan case, no motive has been publicly identified. Michigan State Police say continued investigative efforts ultimately led to the arrest. Rowley is currently being held without bond at the Saginaw County Jail as the case moves forward. April 9th marked a major step forward for plans to build a new ice arena right here in Bad Axe, as the building had arrived earlier than expected. Project leaders say the early delivery puts the effort ahead of schedule. They also credit strong community support and donations for helping move the project forward, bringing the long-envisioned arena closer to becoming a reality. Aspire Rural Health System hosted its annual Hunting for Health event March 20th and the 21st at Rooster Ranch in Ubley, where more than 95 hunters and community members took part in a European-style pheasant hunt. Proceeds are going to benefit Aspire's prostate cancer awareness and care, which provides screenings for uninsured residents and financial assistance for those undergoing treatment. Foundation Director Stephanie Langenberg said the community support helps expand access to care while raising awareness. The program offers eligible patients $500 in assistance every 6 months. To qualify, individuals must be uninsured and live in Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, or Tuscola counties. Beginning in this December this year, the federal government will automatically enroll eligible men ages 18 to 25 in the Selective Service System. Officials say the change will eliminate the need for individuals to register on their own, instead using existing government records to complete the process. The update is intended to streamline registration, improve compliance, and reduce the number of missed signups. Authorities emphasize that the change does not signal the return of a military draft. The U.S. Armed Forces remain an all-volunteer force, and any move to reinstate a draft would require a separate decision by federal leaders. In summary, automatic selective service registration is expected to begin late December of this year. Let's take a quick look at your national news. Three people have been found stabbed at a major New York subway station. Police say the incident happened this morning at the 42nd Street Grand Central Station. Officers responding to an emergency call encountered a man armed with a machete. Police say the man was shot and taken to the hospital in critical condition. Since then, Mayor Mandani said that the suspect had died. Police commissioner said the victims sustained injuries that were not thought to be life-threatening. Travelers had been advised to avoid the station. Well, the first astronauts to visit the moon in more than half a century are back home. Artemis 2's crew of four emerged from their lunar capsule after a splashdown in the Pacific last night and were flown by helicopter to the Navy's recovery ship. The three Americans and one Canadian set a distance record for space travel during their lunar flyby, surpassing NASA's Apollo 13. Artemis II's astronaut didn't land on the moon or even orbit it. Instead, they ducked behind the moon's far side and captured views never before seen by the human eye, along with a total solar eclipse. A finicky toilet seemed to have been their biggest foe during their travels. And fun fact, in Greek mythology, Artemis is the twin sister to Apollo. And one more news story here in regard to car automobile prices. Out of Detroit, vehicle ownership has long been a part of the American dream, but it is getting harder for some buyers as automakers pare back cheaper models to chase well-heeled customers who can afford big, loaded pickups and SUVs. New vehicles now list for an average of nearly $50,000. That is up 30% in just the past 6 years. That is leading more consumers to loans that spread the cost over as much as 7 years. Meanwhile, the used market has its own challenges. The number of vehicles listing for less than $30,000 has dropped sharply in the past 5 years. The challenge of buying a car is part of rising concerns about affordability throughout American life. It's time to take a look at your weather. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, make sure that you go to thumbnet.net.